It's delightful. I'll say this about The Walking Dead. They committed to that cliffhanger. Whether they should have done is a whole other question. But on the one hand, they can do the sort of premium telly thing where you have, like, characterization and interesting conversations. On the other hand, they also really want to do this sort of pulpy meat grinder thing where characters just die for no reason and there's no positive ending beyond when will they die and how. That's basically the entire premise of The Walking Dead. When will they die and how? I mean, it's fine if you just watch it as a sort of silly pulpy soap, but it also clearly has these aspirations to premium TV and it's kind of hard to take them seriously.
Well, it'd be difficult to get emotionally invested in the characters. Like, Game of Thrones has done really well because you can get emotionally invested in a character and then feel really upset when they die, because it doesn't have a thing that a lot of shows have where there's a core group of characters that will pretty much survive everything and nothing terrible happens to them. Game of Thrones obviously throws it out of the window, so there's a whole kind of, oh, I really like that character, now they're dead. But if everyone basically dies at some point and there's no hope of anyone achieving anything or surviving, then, I don't know, does that reduce your ability to get emotionally invested in characters?
I think it does to an extent. I mean, the Walking Dead has, to be honest, although it does, I think, like to see itself as the show where anything could happen, or let's be more specific, the show where anyone can die. I think there is an issue that there are, at this point, a core group of characters who've been there since the beginning who they clearly don't want to kill. Or, you know, they'll sort of reluctantly kill one of them off every 1 to 2 years just to show that they really are still willing to kill anybody. But for the most part, it's this core group of characters will always survive and new characters will be introduced and then die, usually relatively quickly, to keep this sort of wheel of blood turning. So... Yeah, it's basically a soap. It's basically what I watch instead of soap operas. It's just a thing with characters coming and going, and I think it's one of the biggest shows on TV at the moment. It's got that and Game of Thrones, and it's got, you know, they've clearly pumped a bumload of money into it. They do know how to make a good zombie fighty attack sequence. They've, considering they've been doing this is the 7th year of it, they are doing a good job of making it still seem exciting and fresh in terms of the on-screen depiction when it's just, you know, another person being attacked by zombies. It's fine, it's just hard to care that much.